Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. A 23-0 loss for your team against a very strong Colgate team. As you've gone back and looked at the film, give me your impressions on the game and your team's performance.
Well, obviously Colgate was very good. They played; they're a good team, and they played very, very well. We didn't play nearly as well as we need to against that good a team. You know, we did some things well in spurts, but we really hurt ourselves in some tough situations so far, as either a missed assignment or a penalty or some turnovers. And you can't lose well, I'm saying you can't, but it's not real. You don't have a real good chance when you're playing a good, experienced team like that and lose the turnover race battle. So I think that really was a big factor in the game Saturday.
You guys, as you touched on, offensively you moved the ball pretty well at times, but as you said, three turnovers and a bad snap on a Wildcat type play. How are those? What type of things can you do to fix those type of things?
All I know is practice. You know, keep practicing and keep working at them. You know, and our guys work hard. I mean, they work hard. They're still gaining experience. We got a lot of guys in there that are learning and working at it. And you know, we just gotta continue to work and get better, and go from there.
Couple wide receivers, Devontae with another strong game, but you also got a pretty good effort from Jack Armstrong, four catches for 89 yards. How do you feel like those two guys are able to complement each other out there on the outside?
Well, they're good. They're different types of players, but they're both very good players. And, you know, we wanted to, you know, we obviously like to get the ball involved to Devontae, and then Jack makes a big catches. Usually he's usually going to catch it. If it's anywhere near him, he's going to catch it. And Jalen Christian got involved more too, which helped us. You know, we just got to continue working to get ways to get them open and then get them to be able to make somebody miss in the open field and advance it.
You've played three awful strong defenses in a row with Virginia Tech and then JMU and a Colgate team that I think is number one in the country in scoring defense. When you're able to look back at the film, do you feel like you're doing some good things, or is it just the effect that maybe you've run into three really quality defenses?
Well, I think it's a combination. I feel like we've gotten better offensively. There's no doubt about that. And you know, Saturday night we were better. We don't put any points on the board, but we were better. I thought Colgate really did a really good job in a lot of one-on-one situations in making the tackle, and that's where we've got to make somebody miss. Sometimes you got to make somebody miss in order to move the ball or get the big plays, and they certainly did tackle very well on us, and we didn't break the tackles, didn't make people miss, and you know, that's probably the next step, is getting guys in the open and then getting them to go to the next level.
Switching sides of the ball, your defense on three occasions stopped drives and forced field goals, and other than maybe that drive to open the second half, really contained Colgate pretty well. What was your impression of your defense on Saturday?
I thought we played okay on defense. I think we can certainly play better. We've got to force more turnovers. That ball's in the air. We've got to make some plays, and that was a concern. There's probably about five pass plays that we gave up that really hurt us in situations. I thought overall, other than a couple plays in the running game, we did a pretty good job on our run defense. But again, we let them off the hook with some throws, and you know, you got to give them credit. They made the plays.
One of the young guys on your defense that had a pretty nice night, Gage Hardeman, seven tackles, forced and recovered a fumble. Just talk about his performance and what he brings to your defense.
Gage is back in there at safety. He's a redshirt freshman, and he's learning as he goes. He's a talented athlete. He's going to be a very good player. He's very rangy. He's got good speed, good instincts, plays hard. He's, like a lot of guys, needs to continue to learn as we're progressing and keep playing like he has been, or even better.
You get to play back-to-back home games, something you haven't had a chance to do, and UAlbany coming to Williamsburg on Saturday. I know it's early in the week, but what are some of the challenges that you see from them?
Well, the challenge is trying to learn about them. They have not been on our schedule, and so we don't have a whole lot of previous knowledge to build on, and you know, we've got to learn about them. They look like they've gotten better and better as the season has progressed, and they're certainly throwing the ball around and making some big plays. But, you know, first thing we got to do is take care of ourselves and eliminate mistakes and then try to adapt to what they're doing.
Yeah, you touched about them throwing around Vince Testaverde, obviously good bloodlines along those lines, and has kind of changed them from a team that ran the ball quite a bit to is throwing it around. If you looked at him on film, what impresses you about the way he throws it around?
Well, they've certainly gotten better as this, you know, have gone into the season. I think they have really established what their identity is on offense and really know what they can do, you know, what's best for them. And then they're opening it up and they're playing, as you watch them, they're playing each game with more confidence.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.